and wondering what the heck is going on. Unashamedly, hold your hand up high and say, that's me. All right. If your hand is up, I'm going to ask you to step out of your seat and come and gather around me here right now. Come a little closer, because there's a bunch more behind you. Now we're going to say, I now have a theology for adversity. It can happen. And wherever it's coming from really doesn't matter. Is the devil doing this? Why is God allowing it? Are people doing this? I mean, whatever. You can prayerfully try to get to the bottom of it, but I think it's helpful to make up your mind, I'm going to pass the test.
Yeah.
See, this is a like an advanced university course. And it's the only one where you can pass by just deciding I'm going to pass. You can't do that in school. You got to work hard, you know, study the stuff and all that. But here, you can just say, I'm making up my mind, I'm going to pass. Now, we have a good friend, Jack Taylor. He was the vice president of the Southern Baptist Convention in America at one point. And he would say this. Did you know you cannot fail with God? You will just keep retaking the test until you pass. Now, that's helpful, isn't it? So why don't we just say, okay, I'm going to go through it sweetly, like Joseph did, and I'm going to pass the first time, because you can choose to pass, and therefore you pass. And life is pretty short, actually. You're through it before you know it. I mean, I'm 75 now. And I look at Carol and say, how on earth did I get here?
I know.
I mean, it was just yesterday that we got married,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
And we've been married for 36 and a half years. And I don't know, like we were happily married, we started our church, revival broke out, and it's been a blur since then. And, you know, we have more fun than should be allowed. It's not without adversity, but we're just like yumming that away, just like whatever. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Now listen, don't beat yourself up because stuff goes wrong. But John, stuff goes wrong that should not have gone wrong. Like what? Your marriage failing. I mean, for me, that was the worst. And people have had babies die. They've had husbands of 20 years up and leave them. They've had horrible things happening. Their children have died or sick or disease or cancer, and you're trying to make sense of it all. And sometimes you just can't. But time gives you a perspective. And R.T. Kendall said to me one day, he said, John, did you ever thank God for unanswered prayer? So I think about that one. And I thought, now that is a very interesting thing, because I begged him to fix my first marriage. I told him I'd do anything, and I begged him, and it didn't happen. And so now I'm very thankful for unanswered prayer. Because what I ended up with was 10 times as good, right? All things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose. All things. Does all mean all in England?
All.
All things.
The lot.
He said that.
The lot.
He said that. And that's including all your circumstances. Everybody's got something. It could be disease. Carol's struggled with this, that, and the other for the last 5 or 6 years or more. And she's doing her best to be an overcomer.
Yeah.
Health-wise, I'm talking about. Yeah. It's not serious like cancer, but it's debilitating. Yeah. And it's annoying. And it saps your strength. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's sickness. Sometimes it's family issues. Sometimes it's work issues. Sometimes it's relational issues. I mean, there's a whole plethora of struggles out there. But you are to be more than a conqueror through him who loved you. He is your strength. He is your rescuer. He is your savior, your provider, your supplier of everything you need. And one day, this life is going to be over for you. And here's what I'm expecting. In the near future, you're going to hear a trumpet sound, and you're going to be caught up to meet him in the air.
Yeah.
And you know what? You'll forget all about this life.
Yeah.
And you'll say, Lord, I'm so beautiful. I can't believe how beautiful I am. It's like, I know, you're beautiful. Handsome, whatever. Uh-huh. Carol had a vision of her dad. Her dad was wonderful. We loved him. He died at 93 or 4. And soon after that, she saw a vision of him in heaven. Very quick. And he just came up to her. This young man, about 30, and she's like, Dad. And he just jumped up in the air, clicked his heels, smiled at her, and off he went. It just gave her such hope and such peace. See, eternity is where we're going. Jesus went from resurrection to glory. And that's where you're going. That's your home. That's your future. Do not give up. Do not quit.
Yeah.
Do not get discouraged and let the devil get you down. The worst that can happen is you die. And that's not so bad. Right? Because there's hope even in death. Father, I thank you for all of these that are here. And I just release them from shame and from fear and from accusation of the enemy accusing them that you're a failure, you're no good for nothing, this, that, and the other. It's all a lie. You are the chosen of the Lord, the blood-washed band of Christians, and your destiny is to take the city, to take the nation, and take the world. And as you get going out on things like the Spirit Cafe and other outreaches that I'm sure you'll do, your whole focus will be gathered in rescuing people who did not know the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I bless each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. I lift that heaviness off. I break that discouragement. I cancel generational assignments and curses over your life. I tell every dark thing, every ungodly thing to come out of you now, to loose you and let you go and depart from you. We resist the devil and he will flee from us. As we make up our minds, we're going to be more than conquerors through him who loved us. And we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony.
Yes, Lord.
And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. You do know what amen means, right? Let it be so.
Yeah.
Thank you, John.